The outgoing U.S. envoy for Ukraine says a deal to end the war is really close, even as Russia demands changes to U.S. proposals and heavy fighting continues. At the annual Reagan National Defense Forum, U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine Keith Kellogg said Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II may be nearing a turning point.
If you're a military guy, especially you're at ground, Marine Corps or infantry, that you realize the last 10 meters to objective is always your hardest. That's where the friction of war really sets in. And I think we're at the last 10 meters of trying to end this conflict, where it's at. I think we're really down to a couple of issues, and the issues that are, one are on terrain, which is primarily Donetsk, which is the second oblast. You have Luhansk, Donetsk, and you cross Zaporizhia and Kherson, and the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is currently is in cold storage right now, but that is a huge nuclear power plant. If we get those two issues settled, I think the rest of the things will work out fairly well.
Kellogg's boss, President Donald J. Trump, has said he wants to be remembered as a peacemaker, but ending the war in Ukraine remains one of his most challenging foreign policy goals. Russia launched its full-scale invasion in 2022, after 8 years of separatist conflict in the Donbas region. Kellogg said the human toll has been staggering.
You know, I'd like to remind everybody in the room, you know, the scale of that war is unprecedented when it comes to regional conflict. The Soviet Union left Afghanistan after losing 18,000. We left Vietnam after losing 58,000. Russia and Ukraine combined have lost over 2 million.
And the killing did not stop Sunday. Russia said its forces captured the villages of Kuhrivka in northern Kharkiv and Rivne in eastern Donetsk. Moscow also launched coordinated strikes on Ukrainian transport infrastructure, fuel and energy facilities, and military airfields. A massive wave of drone and missiles hit power stations across 8 regions in recent days, forcing nuclear plants to reduce output and leaving tens of thousands without electricity or heating as winter deepens. Ukraine's southern port city Odessa and the frontline city Kherson were among the hardest hit, with widespread blackouts reported. Russia has sharply intensified its attacks on Ukraine's energy grid in recent weeks, a strategy aimed at crippling transport, industry, and civilian life as the war approaches its 4th anniversary. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss. Reporting.